it's quite a strange one for us because we're really looking forward to it, but first of all we've got to qualify. But it'll be great to be here either as a player or as a spectator. Really excited for the junior championships to come here.
And a great venue for such a great competition. It looks amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah, the perfect venue. It's really good ice. There's lots of viewing here, and it's also a really good city to come to, so there'll be lots of things for people to do in their spare time.
Looking at the timing of the event, it couldn't be timed any better, could it? Because it comes just a week after the Winter Olympics finish. How important could that be?
Yeah, that's right. I think there'll be a real public interest in the Olympics, so hopefully that will carry on to the World Juniors and we'll get lots of spectators. It's also really good for us athletes. We'll have a real buzz from seeing curling, our sport, on the TV, which doesn't happen very often, so that will be great for us.
What sort of a legacy can we hope for from this event? I mean, how important is it to get these youngsters involved in the sport, interested in it from an early age?
It's so important. We really want to get the kids in at a young age, get them interested, get them hooked. That's what happened to all of us that are curling at the top level now. We love the sport. It's great to be involved in a really social sport, but also really good for physical aspects. It keeps you healthy as well. So it's good on both sides.
And as for yourself, you know what it's like to be a winner, to be a champion. What would it mean to you to get the ultimate prize here?
Words can't even describe what it would mean to me and my team. It's the ultimate dream to win World Championships in front of a home crowd.